Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
It started with two women. And, well, today, it's still two women. But not just any women. It's Laurie and Lynn.
Who can turn the world on with a smile.
Laurie and Lynn, giving Northeast Pennsylvania local talk to start your weekend right.
Suddenly make it all seem worthwhile.
And now, celebrating their 10th year on the air on WILK News Radio, here's Laurie and Lynn.
Love is all I know.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am just ducky.
Hey.
And that's no reference to the weather.
No, because it's been nice. Well, it's been warm.
It's been nice. Yeah, we'll see what happens. But no, I'm feeling good. Things are fine. And I don't know. I went to a fabulous, phenomenal wedding last weekend. In Monroeville, New Jersey, which is a little tiny, out-of-the-way farm town. And it borders around things called Elk, New Jersey. And what I mean, you just...
Elk.
You go from, you know, one road to the next road, they all look the same, but they're all these little towns, and they're all... The whole thing is that it's connected by farms.
Yeah.
So one farm over here drives over, you drive over to the next one.
It is
one,
called the Garden State,
all,
right?
Yep. All contiguous stuff.
Yeah, cool.
So this little town of Monroeville, the bride is the person that we knew, who is the daughter of one of our college classmates. And we have all stayed together in contact with each other for more than, really at this point, it's about 50 years. And this young woman was the youngest of four, and the wedding was actually held at her parents' home, which is not just a home, it is an estate.
Yeah.
And it was really decorated and laid out like it was an estate. We had the ceremony in the front lawn, which has about half a mile driveway from the road.
So like you're pulling into South Fork or something,
exactly.
Right? Did you see J.R. Ewing and Miss Ellie and all the gang?
Just like that. It's an oak tree lined driveway, circular driveway. And so the ceremony was out front in the sun, and had little chairs and beautiful, beautiful roses and peonies, and it was incredibly beautifully decorated. And the ceremony itself was up on the steps. They went up to the house, the front door to the house.
No covering of sun?
None.
Wow, that was a little bit of poor planning.
It was a 20-minute
I know,
thing.
But still, people don't like that.
I know.
It's hot, and it's in New Jersey can be
it was
humid.
Really hot.
And, yeah.
It was about 85 degrees.
They probably didn't want anything taking away, though, I get it, of the aesthetic because of the home being so beautiful. And that really does look pretty when you just have chairs and, you know,
does.
But it's, at least it was fast.
Well,
fast and furious.
On the back
See,
of
that's
neck.
The problem. Yeah, that's the problem.
I thought about it. Wondered if I should actually bring
a sunscreen
hat.
Or
any of that business, but I don't know why I thought it would be under a tent.
Right.
I guess not. So anyway.
But I do like that open air concept.
Well, it's beautiful.
Just, if you have.
It's incredible. I mean, that lawn.
It's gorgeous, but it's.
Everything
it's,
about it
your,
was
You know,
spectacular.
Milky white Welsh skin didn't do
Thank
well.
Thank you.
Because I have milky white Irish skin. I know what it feels.
No, I think my husband calls it fish belly white.
Oh, nice.
That's what he says.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I like milky white better.
I do too. It's much nicer. But after we had this wonderful ceremony, we went to the backyard, if you want to call it that.
We retired to the backyard.
The house is on 20 acres of land.
Yeah.
So you get a sense of there's a lot of stuff. Well, they've done many things. John, who was father, is the father. John was a custom home builder in South Jersey.
Oh, neat.
Many of his customers, clients, whatever you want to call them, were Philadelphia athletic team members.
Oh, cool.
So he did a lot of custom work. And he bought this house because it was in an estate and it had been sitting there for years and years. And, you know, he put a lot of money into it to clean it up. They added a horse barn. They added, thank you. Thank you.
I had to get some sound effect.
Oh, boy.
I could do horse sounds really well.
I guess you can.
I won't do it, but I am.
All right.
Anyway,
here we go. All right.
So, okay. Sorry. I digress.
So he put a horse barn. He put in a brand new pool. He put in a pool house. He put in a tennis court. It's just one of those places like that, that it's just phenomenal. So that's where we went to the backyard, and there was a huge tent in the backyard.
And did she graduate? So she, the mom, graduated with you.
Yes.
And what does she do?
She works with her husband.
Oh,
and they
cool.
do all the stuff together.
I said cool three times. Too bad. Yeah. But that's neat.
Yeah. So it's wonderful. But then they also abandoned the house building thing and decided to buy two farmers markets in New Jersey, and they have just turned it into phenomenal things.
Where, how far is this Elk or whatever it's called place?
Monroeville?
Yeah.
It's about a 3-hour drive.
Three?
Yeah.
Is it off of like 287 or something?
No.
Isn't everything off of 287
no,
in Jersey?
It's truly South Jersey.
It's South Jersey.
Yes, South Jersey.
Like towards
right
the
across,
shore then?
No, it's right across the river from Philadelphia.
Well,
when you go across the river, it's a little farther down and back in the boroughs, I guess you'd call it, of New Jersey farmland.
Okay.
It is a spectacular place, and the food was beyond anything I can explain. It just kept coming.
Yeah.
It was served. It was also in stations, and there was nothing that you could have wanted. And then we went to the formal reception under the tent, and three or four courses, incredible. Great band.
Nice.
A 7 or 8-piece band.
Nice.
They were wonderful. And they had to leave at 9, so we kind of ended the party there. But then there was an after party that went to someplace else. And I said, okay, goodbye. This is where I leave.
Uh-huh.
And then the next day, we went back to the farm. Not to the
home.
The house. The farm is a little bit farther down the road. And there, I'm guessing there's at least 100 acres in that farm. And they grow corn, soybeans, and a bunch of other things that I couldn't identify.
And what were you doing at the farm?
Well, they had
brunch?
Yep. And they had a food truck that came.
Oh, nice.
And so you had whatever you wanted from the food truck menu, which they had already, you know, worked out ahead of time. Plus, they had 10 four-wheel drive buggies that and a map inside of every one of the buggies.
Buggies, what do you mean? Like a four-wheeler? Like an ATV or whatever they
call
it?
Yes, but it was more along the lines of a golf cart.
Oh, okay. A little cart then, yeah.
A little cart that had a little bit more oomph to it.
Okay.
You know, that was more like an ATV. But went all around these farms and saw all these really cool things.
And it was like a scavenger hunt or something?
No, you just went around and
I love it.
And we did that.
And did Patrick like all this?
Yes, he loved it.
Really?
He loved it. He was there in his shorts.
I was just going to say, I hope he didn't have a suit on the second day around.
No.
So it was very cash the next day.
Very much so.
Okay, that's nice.
It was fun.
And then you left right after that?
Yep. We left and drove home, and took us a little while to get home.
Was Joan Glover there?
She was there.
And how did she do?
She loved it.
Should we give a big shout out to Joan since she listens so often to us?
And she does every single week.
I love her. Joanie Glover. She's more importantly than
Where'd you go to school?
Cedar Crest College.
Graduate. Yes. She's a West Sider. That's how it goes, baby. So, Joan, hi.
Yep. So, we had a great time. It was a wonderful weekend. And I thought the thing that was really fun about it was one of the groomsmen and then bridesmaid were the bride's brother and sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Well, they got married a year ago in Outer Banks,
uh-huh.
and there was a hurricane.
Right, that's
remember?
The one you couldn't go
yeah,
to.
So we didn't go. But she had a baby 11 days ago, and her mother and father were sitting right next to us in the wedding, during the wedding, and her father had this big wide brim hat on.
Yeah.
So she handed him the baby, and he handed her her bouquet.
Okay.
And continued down the road. That girl looked like she had never been through a pregnancy.
Yeah,
it was
see,
the most amazing thing.
Yeah.
11 days.
That's incredible. God bless those girls. I'm telling you.
So anyway, it was great to see all those kids. I love them.
There's so many women who just have babies, and they are right back to their normal body. I love it. I think it's phenomenal, because I still say to people, look, I have extra weight because I just had a baby 25 years ago. That's my youngest, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I'm just going to say, you're sticking to
that's
it, girl.
That's it. That's how right. it goes.
Oh, no, please. Please.
So a couple more shout-outs we have.
Okay.
So I'm shouting out to my dear friend, Mr. William Bill Conaboy. Listens to us all the time. I saw him last Friday at a chamber board meeting, and he said, I'll be listening tomorrow. I said, I will give you a shout-out. And then I said, oh, no, I won't. Next week, we already taped. So I am honoring my word and saying hello to Bill Conaboy, one of my favorite guys in town. I love him. I think he's great.
I've met him a few times, but I don't know that he would remember me, but shout out to you, Bill Conaboy.
He's the best. He really yeah. is. And then Kathy Davis, who owns Over the Moon,
mm-hmm.
listens to us all the time. I was in there the other day for a few gifts for the Catalano children for their two of their birthdays. And then, of course, the princess, the oldest, Olivia, who I love. She calls me friend. I always have to pick up a little something for her. And I went into Kathy, and she said, I couldn't listen today because she was in the car too early. I think she said I was in the car at 8:30. But I listened, and I love her things. And so if you need some nice things, go see her, because she has great stuff. Kathy Davis, Over the Moon. Hi, Kath. And at the Catalano party, I was talking to Mr. Bill Gibbons, who is the husband of Mary Gibbons, who works at Hospice of the Sacred Heart. Actually, Mary pretty much keeps that Center for Education on Montage Mountain Road running. Mm. And she is a firecracker. I love her. And Billy is her husband, who is a sweetheart. He's a school teacher in the Scranton School District. He is the brother of another dear friend of mine, Judge Jim Gibbons. And Billy said, I listen to you as often as I can, and I like what you guys have to say. It's entertaining, and I really like it. So I'm thinking we're going to give a big shout out to Billy, too, because he listens and likes us. That's always two good things to hear.
Okay.
So hi, Bill Gibbons. And they're my shout-outs for the week. And you have some.
I have one. I just ran into a guy that I spoke about a couple days ago, Mr. Pat Carr, who's, a realtor with ERA One Real Estate. And I also got a call yesterday from attorney Gene Kelly, who listens to us all the time.
Wow.
While he's out doing his errands.
Uh-huh.
So I hope you're doing your errands, Gene, and here's a shout out to you.
Mm-hmm. I love it. There we go. All right. So we are going to take a quick break. We will be right back. You're listening to The Laurie and Lynn Show.
It's Saturday morning with Laurie and Lynn. Now, back to Laurie and Lynn.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Laurie and Lynn Show. I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a PR, fundraising PR special event business.
And I'm Lynn Evans. I am the managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC, which is a financial planning firm specifically for the needs of baby boomer women. And I'm also the host of a podcast called Power of the Purse. It's available on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Please subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, a couple things. Everybody's probably getting a little bit nervous now about the market because it's been so high for so long, and it's unprecedented that a bull market would run this long, blah, 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 blah. So we have all the pundits now explaining why we're going into the next major correction. And I think often people who hear that and are in retirement get very, very nervous because the fear is that if the market drops and you're still taking the same amount of dollars out, you're going to end up burning up all your money before you really expect it to. So, this is an article that was written by a woman named Pamela Yellen on the babyboomers.com staff. And it's called How to Crash Proof Your Retirement Nest Egg. And of course, these are all pretty much self-explanatory, but for some people it might be important to hear them. So, number one, don't put all your eggs in one risky basket, such as 401k and IRA plans that are unpredictable and subject to high risk and volatility. If you aren't able to determine the minimum guaranteed value of your savings at the time you plan to retire, you're gambling. Now, I would say, first of all, I don't understand why the risky basket is a 401k or an IRA.
Yeah, really. I was going to say, why? And I'm thinking, you think this is true? So you're just reading this and
woman who wrote this really understands a lot of the finer points of investing, because she's got her own thing going on. She's the founder of Bank on Yourself, which is it's an interesting way. It's Bank on Yourself Revolution. Fire your banker, bypass Wall Street, and take control of your own financial future.
Oh,
that's the name of her book. All right.
And did you read it?
No, I did not read it.
Nor do you want to.
I'm not quite sure. I think the answer to most of her situations is you buy life insurance. Okay.
Okay.
So that's the bottom line. So when you look at that, you say, okay, let's take this with a grain of salt. Don't put all your eggs in one risky basket. A 401k or an IRA are only as risky as the investments you choose to put into them. In and of themselves, they are nothing but a basket that holds whatever you want to put in it. So I don't understand what this is. If you aren't able to determine the minimum guaranteed value of your savings at the time you plan to retire, you're gambling. I have no idea what that even means.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, she said, don't rely too much on Social Security or a public pension fund. Social Security will become depleted and unable to pay scheduled benefits in full on a timely basis in 2034. That's what she says. I just read something this morning about the fact that Medicare and Social Security are on fairly stable ground as we speak.
Okay.
Okay, number three, calculate conservatively to determine how much you will need to save for retirement. Many experts recommend counting on withdrawing only 2.8% over a 30-year retirement period. And to avoid outliving your money, assume you live to age 95. There's a good chance you or your partner will. On the contrary, most experts say you can withdraw 4%. So we'll just start right there. Number four, save more in assets that are guaranteed, safe, and liquid. Gee, I wonder what that might be.
Mm-hmm.
Such as the specialized form of dividend-paying whole life insurance known as Bank on Yourself. This is so self-serving, it's ridiculous. The method of building and safeguarding wealth has never had a losing year, and that includes the Great Recession, the Great Depression, and every other market crash and economic bust over the last 160 years. Nothing wrong with that, except that it's not the only thing that you should have in your portfolio. Number five, maybe you can answer yes to these questions before you commit your money to any financial vehicle or product. Number one, will this advice or vehicle give me peace of mind, let me sleep at night? I don't know. Number two, will it help me get where I want to go without taking unnecessary risk? Number three, will it allow me to be in charge of my money? Now, I can pick apart every one of those, but I just don't think that we have the time or the energy to even
go there.
Go there because it's just silly. Now, of course, she says, by following these steps, you can build a foundation of financial security. That will give you peace of mind to know you'll be able to meet your needs and those of your family now and in the years to come. Like I said, this was something that was written by someone who obviously had a very intense self-serving interest in writing it. Her whole premise is that this system that she says is the best in the world is really to buy a kind of whole life insurance policy and put everything into it. Now, obviously, you know, I would disagree with that, but I just want everybody to know that that can crash proof your retirement nest egg. Yes, it can. But at the same time, there are also a lot of very heavy fees and internal costs in life insurance policies that make it not all that attractive as well. So a combination of many things will really help.
Okay.
But not to throw it all into a life insurance policy. Ixnay on that.
Okay.
You have any thoughts?
No, because I don't know enough about that stuff.
Okay.
I know you talk about that. I just was, when you first said the IRA and the 401k, I'm thinking, that why would you call that risky? Everybody wants that. That's a benefit.
Yeah.
And a good one at that.
Well, because it allows whatever is in it to grow income tax deferred.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Okay.
And there's currently a bill in Congress floating around. They're going to do a lot of changes to the whole retirement thing that's going on right now. And even, you know, the old story of 70 and a half, you have to start taking the withdrawals.
They're going
to
make it later?
They're going to make it 72. And the reason they're saying that is because people are living much longer than when that was instituted in 1986.
Is it still going to be 59 and a half that you can start taking it out?
They haven't addressed that part.
Okay.
But I think
the
point
back
is,
end is what they're worried about.
They're worried about that, that people are going to run out of money.
Okay.
So, in a way, it's helpful. A lot of other pieces to this bill, but I don't even want to go there until we see what comes out of the end result of both houses, and it could be completely different than what I know at the moment, so I'm not even going to go there.
Did you watch or listen to the debate last night at all? Okay.
I did not. I just felt like it. I did catch a little bit of it at 10:30, I think it was, and I just said it just kind of devolved into a screaming match and everybody talking over everybody, and I just said, I can't stand it. I hate when people on a panel do that. Drives me nuts.
You mean jump in and say
and talk
and over one another. Yeah, and then complain they're not being called on.
Right.
Well, 10 people's an awful lot of people to try to keep control of.
It is.
You know, and
too much.
It's just, yeah. It's crazy.
But
and they all have to finish their statement, too.
Oh,
I can't.
Yeah.
And they go on. It's one thing to end it. It's just like the run-on sentences, and they just keep going. Your time is up. Like, be respectful. And you know what? I was telling Tommy, we were watching it a little last night, and it was frustrating me, too. And I just was like, you hear this same you know what,
crap
out of everybody's mouth,
yep,
all the time for any politician.
Yep.
This, that, I don't care what you're running for.
Right.
And one thing I can't stand, and I understand the philosophy, is, you know, if you build it, they will come, so to speak. Yes, the power of suggestion. Is when I'm in the White House, when I'm president of the, you're not, if you are, if is always what it drives me crazy. The only person who kept saying if, and I'm not even sure if I like him, but I just thought he did a nice job, was Julio Castro. Is it Julio Castro? He I thought, did a very, very nice job. I wasn't a big fan of de Blasio at all, but he was a little aggressive, but I
don't dislike them. I have to say, I don't dislike them. And everybody else, you know, isn't, I just wasn't impressed with at all. I mean, what's her name is always positive and good. Elizabeth Warren.
Yes.
And there were some little gleaming, you know, little glimmers of hope on some of them. But I just, no. I'm going to watch tonight, though.
What's tonight?
Well, tonight, the second one, the next 10 are running. So we'll, or the next 10 will be on the, we'll be debating. So we'll see.
I don't even think it's a debate.
It's
to me a debate.
It's just to get to know them kind of
yes.
thing. Yeah.
A debate is a back it and isn't forth a bo- on
yeah,
an
but,
issue.
So I don't know why, you're right, I don't know why they call it that. But we'll see what happens. It just made me think of that when you were talking about all these changes.
And who knows what's going to come out of this. I don't know.
Yeah, what people talk about. But so did you go anywhere this week at all that you, this during the week? No, you were home? Mm-hmm.
No, I was pretty much working my butt off this week.
Yeah.
And looking forward to next weekend, 4th of July weekend. It really upsets me that 4th of July is next week.
I know.
I feel like we just started.
Do you know what they used to say when the 4th, that's what they say when the 4th of July is over, the summer's over. It's weird. I don't know why.
It's a third over.
Yesterday, Julie Jordan, as I say, the photographer to the stars, Joanne Arduino, the ballet instructor to the stars, Dolly Woody, and I went and had a Manny Petties together at Studio RD in the 300 block of Penn Avenue. And afterwards, three of us, Dolly could not join us, went over and had lunch at Scanlon's on the porch.
Yay!
And we had a nice afternoon. It was
what
very morning. We do it every now and then. We'll make a little date to get together because we've been together doing things for Komen for about 15 or so years. Joanne and I were both on the board together. And we try to do little things like that. And we had a lot of fun. And all those girls at Studio RD, big shout out because they're wonderful. And Rosie stepped in, Rosie Duffy, who owns it. And she had come in for a little bit. And they're just such a wonderful group of people. So, and then today, you know, I'm going to get my hair cut a little because, you know, I go to different places. So Joanne Cummings, the hair cutter to the stars. We'll be doing my hair today, trimming it up for me.
As we speak,
will you be there?
Excitement.
Oh, he's there. He's there. He was there the same day I'm there.
I know. Mr. Excitement is getting his hair cut, and he was so happy about the fact that I pulled out of the drawer a yellow polo shirt for him to wear.
Why?
Because he thinks it makes him look even more handsome.
Is that what he actually said?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he is.
Yeah, so he...
No problem with his ego. I say that all the time, really. So he'll be there. Joanne will tell me as soon as I walk in. Well, okay. Mr. Excitement was there.
Yes.
And why we're saying that is he stands when he walks in and looks at all the girls, no matter who they're taking care of, and says, Mr. Excitement is here. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening this morning to Laurie and Lynn Show. We'll be right back.
It's Saturday morning with Laurie and Lynn. Now, back to Laurie and Lynn.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Lynn Evans. I am the managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC, which is a financial planning firm designed specifically for the needs of baby boomer women. And I'm also the host of a podcast, Power of the Purse, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Please listen and subscribe.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And so I was talking to a friend of mine from high school. He and I have connected on Facebook, and he lives in Boston, and his name is John Rossi, and I just love him. And he and I had a nice, long conversation yesterday about a lot of things, Scranton. And
It's too, when he answered, because we were back and forth messaging, you know, and then so when he called me over the weekend and I wasn't available, so I got back to him yesterday. And so when he answered the phone, he goes, so what have you been doing the last 40 years? And I'm like, oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah.
Because we are out this year, 40 years from West Scranton High School, class of 1979, baby. Mm-hmm. And our reunion is
50 years.
I know, you're out 50. And our reunion is at the Tiki Club, or the Waldorf Club, yeah. In September.
Oh, I thought ours was there, too, September.
Ours is September 28th, and the morning of September 28th, I will be at the Hospice Remembrance Walk in the morning, and then we will be that evening at our reunion. I've gone to every one.
You have?
Yes, I have.
I
didn't stay at the one. I couldn't stay, but I showed up for the beginning and left. But I've been to everyone. Yes.
I'm debating whether or not I want to go to mine.
Why? Why wouldn't you go?
I don't know, because I just feel like, and Joan and I were talking about that this weekend, because we obviously both graduated from Scranton Central High School in the year of 1969.
Uh-huh.
And I said, what are you thinking about? She said, I don't know. And the I don't know part is because we say, I don't know any of these people anymore. I mean, Joan lives in Bethlehem and has lived there for 40 years. I don't know that I see very many of my classmates around.
But that's why you do. You hang with the couple you're friendly with, and you go and you look at people and you look at their name tags, and you have to figure out, hi, Sam, how are you? You know, you just have to play a lot. I like to go. I love to see people. I see a lot of people, though, from class. Like,
yeah,
they come
do.
In, or we get together, and my friends and I kind of do that. So I think it's important, because it's just...
Why is it important?
Well, because I think it's important to continue to have the friends that, you know, there's two thoughts here. One is, I always say high school is really your most insignificant part of your life in so many ways, based on when you're young and you're at that age and you're so impressionable and you're so worried about, as a woman I'm talking, because I don't know about men, as a woman, you know, what you look like, what, you know, how you look in things, what you have, if you're liked, if people like you, if boys like you, if this, you know, everything about your physical being, at least back in the 70s when I went to high school, was that's what it was like.
Yeah.
And so there's popular people and there's not popular, there's cliques, and there's all of those things were going on, and you could look at some of the people and think, oh, wow, like you thought they had everything, or... Mm-hmm. They were this, and then as life goes on and your life happens and you see certain people, or you're with people and they're not anything like that. And so it forms, so what you do afterwards really forms who you are. I know it's great, you know, a foundation,
mm-hmm.
but it really isn't what defines you then later.
No,
so
you're absolutely right.
You know what I'm saying? So I think those kind of things, that on one side, I think it's that way. The other thing is, I wouldn't trade anything. I loved my high school year. I love all my school years. I always had so much fun and really did a lot of things and loved what I did and loved the people. So to me, it's a part of your life that you, when you go back there, they kind of know you in ways that other people may not, because of different things that, you know, ways you were. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
The things you did and how you acted, and, you know, it was...
I just get tired of telling them the story.
Of what? What you're doing now?
Yeah.
Well, don't. Lie and say you're doing something else.
Okay, I'm an actress
on
a Broadway
play. Yes, that's right. That's what I would say.
Yeah, that's what we could do.
Didn't you see me in that show?
Oh,
God, you must have missed it. I had a walk-on role.
Oh, I think I was part of the advance team on the G20 summit. That's what I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be fun.
But you just, I just think it's, I think it's important to show support and go and see everybody. Because there's also a different acceptance and a different feeling now that you've, what you've done in your life and as the years go on, and it's kind of nice in so many ways. What's sad is when you see people who are no longer with us.
Yeah.
Because as somebody said, and they, somebody said it the other day, I said, how you doing? They said, it's so good to be up on this side of the grass. And I say that all the time because my uncle used to say that. So, you know, it's nice. It, and you know, when you, when you're there and you, when you see people who aren't anymore, it, it really hits you, and it gets more and more every time you go.
That's true.
So why not celebrate those who are still doing what they're doing? So
well, I think it's good. Case has been made.
So I think you're going to go. I think I've convinced you. You and Joan are going, and that lady from New Jersey. What's her name?
No, she's college.
Oh, high college, school. That's right. Okay, college. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Yeah, that's a different department.
Okay, I forgot.
Yeah, so it's funny.
Well, she can go anyway, can't she? They won't even know. Oh, no. I forgot my name tag.
Right, right. The, you know what we watched last night, Patrick and I watched The Wedding Crashers.
Oh, I love that. That movie so I could watch every day. I love it.
It is good. And it was really, really funny. And I just kept thinking about, that's exactly what they did. You know, who are you? What do you do?
Uh-huh.
What did they say?
Lied
they
all
were,
the time.
Investment bankers or something.
I forget
like
what
that.
They said, but
that's
they're
so not what they were.
They those two in that role,
they were
those two together are fabulous. Yeah. They should do more and more. People should cast them. They're incredible.
They are,
and I
funny.
Love both of them.
Yeah. They were good, and I think
and all
that
the people, and what's his name? What's his name? The father.
Oh, Jane, John Voight.
John? No, not no.
Yes, her father.
No,
John
it wasn't.
Voight.
Not John Voight.
Okay.
No, it's Christopher Walken.
Oh, that's right. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Always
think
get
of
that
it.
Mixed up.
Yeah, I couldn't think of his name. And then Jane Seymour's
yes.
mother. Oh wow!
I can't even say.
It's just
her.
So good.
Just
and Bradley
much.
Cooper was so awful in that movie.
He was. He was a nasty
handsome
guy.
As heck, but
yeah.
So nasty.
Nasty, nasty, nasty.
Yeah.
And do you know, one of the women, I forget which one it was, she's an actress, Isla Fisher.
One of the redhead, played, which one
I
is she?
I,
the one who was with Vince Vaughn?
I think so.
I don't know her
but
name.
But her name is Isla, Isla.
Okay,
like
well, maybe it's her then. There you go. Isla, you mean, don't
yes,
you?
That's right. Isla. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You said she, her name is Isla Harper, and he calls her Isla Harper. Patrick.
He doesn't really.
Well, he does, but that accent.
Slips every once
yeah,
in a while.
Know,
yeah,
know,
but not really. He doesn't even remember her name.
Do you know what Tommy was watching the other day, and I kind of got in at the very end. I don't even remember. I don't think I've ever seen it. Jurassic Park.
Oh, I watched it once, and that was as much as I could do.
I really just saw the end of it. It's, yeah, whoa.
It is so intense.
The first one. Was there a second and third or what? Sequels? Okay.
Yes, indeed.
Okay,
awful,
what else?
Awful, awful. Here's one that was in the AARP magazine, the one that has, Kathy Lee Gifford on the front.
Yeah.
That was a couple months ago, April and May. This was interesting. Your health at 70 plus, what you need to know. Nobody ever talks about that. You know, every time you see something that they're selling, they have age brackets, and they kind of quit at 65. Which is bizarre, but there's so many of us that are approaching or are in 70s, and these were some of the things that people talked about where they were most concerned about. And that first one was, how can I keep my heart in top shape? And they said that coronary disease risk peaks between 55 and 75 for men, then begins to decrease.
Oh.
Women, on the other hand, become more at risk as they enter their 70s. But no matter your age or gender, you can take steps today to protect yourself. And they say, most of my elder family members died of heart disease. Am I doomed?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. You can't change your genes, but you can change your lifestyle. And this was from a cardiologist in New York. And she's the co-author of a book called Heart Smart for Women. Now, we've talked to Dr. Linda Barace, who's a local cardiologist, who always says that there is no difference between the treatment for men and women, and there are those who say there is. So this woman said, now's the time to schedule a yearly physical with your general practitioner or a cardiologist to establish baselines for all of your relevant stats. Also ask your doctor if you're a good candidate for a CT scan that screens for atherosclerosis. It takes minutes, uses low doses of radiation, is relatively affordable, and has been found to accurately identify people at high risk for the condition. And then the second one is, should I start to eat less red meat? And this person said, probably. Studies show that high consumption of red meat is associated with increased levels of TMAO, a chemical marker produced by gut bacteria that has long been linked to heart disease. Great news. Limiting red meat can decrease elevated levels of TMAO within a month. Wow. They recommend going meatless one day a week and getting more protein from beans and fish.
Do people really eat meat every single day of their life?
Oh, yeah.
Red meat?
If I cooked it, Patrick would eat that every day.
Oh, God, I hate it.
Every day.
I can't even imagine that.
I know, but there are people who do. Like, a meal is not complete unless there's a piece of meat, and they don't even care about the rest of it.
No, I don't. You know. No, I guess. And I'm Irish, and I'm saying that. How about that?
Well,
meat and potatoes.
Right,
not
exactly. Will watching cable news give me a heart attack? It depends. Do the hyperventilating anchors make you laugh or growl? Stress from sources as varied as PTSD, chronic sound pollution, or an infection is associated with heart disease risk, perhaps because it taps into the amygdala, the reptilian hindquarter of the brain. In one study, brain scans show that people with high amygdala activity were more likely to develop heart disease than those whose emotional centers were quieter, possibly because it stimulates an inflammatory response in the arteries. And is whole milk okay? Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. A recent study shown that consuming full-fat dairy products has been associated with a longer life. In 2018 study of more than 130,000 adults in 21 countries, those who ate two or more daily servings of whole-fat dairy had a 22% lower risk of heart disease and 34% lower risk of stroke than those who ate less.
Uh-huh. There you go. Okay. There you have it. Well, everybody, have a wonderful weekend, and happy 4th of July in advance, because we won't be here till the following Saturday. So enjoy and go see some fireworks if you must. There's a lot of them. They were in the paper on Wednesday. Read the lifestyle section. You'll see a whole list. Okay. Thanks for listening. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.